Welcome back to All In. This time I'm going to drill Creator about him as a roommate because he's looking to move down to Melbourne and he's making big decisions, and I think we need to get to the bottom of Cray's
money moves is
money
what I'm doing for the money
terrible
moves.
Terrible roommate.
Yeah, I'm coming for it. I'm coming for it.
Because this week he's decided that you want to move in with Baz, is right?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
If he'll take you, will he take you?
If he'll take me in, well, honestly, it's more if I'll take him in. You know, it's like, you know, I'm the boss. I am the man with the golden key, the golden ticket, you could say. And so, yeah, I'm feeling confident. I have let Baz, you know, trickle on behind me, and you know, I'll carry him onto bigger and better things
true.
Like I do with everyone.
You could, he's going to use you. You can just lift him up and carry him along.
Well, this is the thing, Fruity. You know, they think, you know, like when you set up streams, you think, you know, you're using me as like, you know, I'm jumping up and down, but I have the bigger picture in mind. You know, I'll get there eventually.
You're
and
I
don't need the dollars made on one single stream because I see the bigger picture. There's a painting being
the bigger picture
brushed and made. Yeah, I got, there's like an invisible documentary crew following me around always.
Dude,
and
do you ever think that to yourself? Do you ever think? Because I saw that as a motivational technique. It's like, okay, imagine if there's a documentary crew following you around. Are you doing anything that's worthwhile? And I'm like, oh, well, no. I'm watching this.
It gives me a bit of like existential dread where I'm like, oh my God, like maybe I'm not doing enough. Like I'm not eating right. Like my diet is kind of crappy, and then I'm like, man, I could upload more and I could do better at work, and then I'm like, man, I could do better with my friendships, and then I'm like, oh man, I gotta find love, you know, and it's just too much, that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's overbearing.
Yeah, so like you go to eat like an unhealthy snack, for example, but then you see the camera peering at you around the corner, then suddenly you just zip it up and go do eat something else instead. The power of the camera is amazing. If a camera's following me around my whole life, I think I'd be a more successful person.
Do you think, you know, say you were, could you do something like Big Brother or even say Keeping Up with the Kardashians or the Osbournes where you had a film crew follow you around? Let's say they were going to follow you around for a year. Do you think you could do it just for a year?
I think like I could. I would never want to see the footage or I'd hope it wouldn't be used for anything like just anything. Gosh, I know I'd be like a bit weird, you know, I don't know, like watching yourself back can be super cringy sometimes, and I feel like that would be me. As long as I didn't have to watch it back, I'm sure it'll be fine. I don't think I'd say anything or do anything too weird, right?
Yeah, I'd critique myself too much. And no, you wouldn't be too weird. You wouldn't be too weird. I think your documentary would be more entertaining than mine. I honestly do think so. I think you're a very interesting person. And because you don't share as much with the internet like I do, you're mysterious. You're mysterious. Even I don't think, I haven't cracked open your egg yet. You know, I'm still like hammering away, you know, and we've been friends for a long time. And I feel like there's always something new to learn about Fruity, but you know, Fruity, you know me, you know, like, but do I know you as well as I could? Like,
yeah,
no.
But
you know,
like,
I think
as much as you talk different sides of things all the time. So it's hard to know where you actually are on that scale of things, or if it's just one day you're a certain way, another day you're not. So that's the puzzle of Cray.
There is a puzzle.
The enigma of Cray.
It's Creator versus Nathan, you know? It's like that one time when I was reading in the ClickHouse. And
that one time when I was reading, like,
yeah, it was that. I only read like once in the ClickHouse, and I used to read a lot before the ClickHouse. I used to love reading it. It's just a habit that you get at uni. You know, you probably had it for a bit where you're studying a lot, but I genuinely learned to enjoy reading. And so when we went into the ClickHouse, you know, it was a bit hectic and all over the place, and you know, your mind is all scrambled and stuff, and living with so many roommates and all roommates in general is so like mind scrambling. So this one time I just said, I'm just going to sit on the couch like I used to and just read a book. And Elliot came up and said, like, good God, it is so strange to see you with your reading glasses on, sitting on a couch, rugged up, and reading, like, some philosophical book because the dichotomy of personality is so far and few between. It's so stretched out.
Did you tell the story to brag about the fact that you have a psychology degree?
Did I mention to you, Fruity, that I do have a degree in the Bachelor's of Art majoring in psychology?
It's like the other day, we're playing Among Us, and Cray says, I got a psychology degree. I'm dead at the time, but I unmute to say arts degree.
Fruity, you got to let me have some ammunition. True. You know, you got to let me have some things.
I think I let you get away with a lot, okay? To be fair.
You do, you do.
But I love that you brought it up, but I don't think you used one little thing, one little itch of what you would have learned from your degree. I saw like a detective. It was like a BuzzFeed video, a detective play Among Us, and it was just so he was overanalyzing everything, and it was so funny. It's like someone disappeared around the corner. They just walked around the corner, and he's like, "That person disappeared. Where's the person gone?" Huge sus. Like, oh, that's
oh my god.
And I just felt like he had such pressure on him to like over, you know, super analyze the situation.
You know what I've noticed with Among Us and like, you know, detective work and figuring out, you know, who is like a criminal or who's a murderer and stuff is sometimes when I'm talking to someone in Among Us lobbies, you get this really weird gut feeling. Do you get that? And it's like, for some reason, I just know it is them.
Yeah.
And I can't explain why, but I just know it. And there's been countless times where I'll walk away at the end of a round and I'll say, it is Loser Fruit. I just know. She didn't do anything really weird or odd. It's just Fruity. And then boom, you'll kill me the next round. You know? It's like
the pitch of the voice or the way of the movement that subconsciously our brain connects to this person.
Yeah, how interesting is that? I thought that was so, it's so far out, you know? It's so far out. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Self-admittedly, about people who get degrees, like you've got one, and, you know, so many people listening do, is how much do you remember, Fruity, from your degree? From what you learned. How much do you remember, honestly?
A lot, honestly. I did a lot. Really? We did a lot of practical stuff in, I did journalism, we did a lot of practical stuff, and some things that really, like, affect me day to day that I'm very grateful for from that. Like, I could have learned it anywhere else. It's not like I specifically could have learned these things there, but I did. And, so heaps.
Wow. I'm the exact opposite. Really? Well, actually, maybe not to the further side that you could ever imagine, but for the most part, I think that I just consumed information at uni, regurgitated it onto a piece of paper and then handed that paper in and tried to get good marks, you know? I didn't actually invest much time into learning the material for a later time in my life, unless it's like a little thing. I did learn, like, I guess what the biggest thing I learned is how common and average many people are, and how we're not all, this could sound really negative, but I don't mean it this way, but we're all going through the same struggle, you know, we're all quite average, and I liked that, you know, I really loved learning that. I always thought that I was the main character in a movie, but I saw this word as well, it's called like, someone's going to correct me, it's like, suitor, did you see it on TikTok, scorter or something, it starts with an S, and it means recognizing that everybody around you that you pass in the street or you meet is going through their own issues. They have their own network of friends. They have like this, and we're all living our own miniature lives. And I thought that word was so beautiful. It was so cool to just think about, like, we are all people and we're all got our own little like weaves, you know? I think that's so cool, that philosophy.
So you don't think that everyone's a creation of your imagination? You think they actually exist in their own imagination and they are the main characters of their own world?
Yeah, like nobody is pretend, and you know, like when you're little you might think that, god, this is getting philosophical, we were meant to talk about me moving houses.
True.
Sorry, everyone.
At least we're talking about the election at the moment, you know?
Election talk. No election talk. But, yeah, I always really try my best when talking to people, or especially lately, I'm really trying to realize that the person I'm talking to has their own life and they have their own time, and they, you know, when somebody shuts a door in your face or something like that, they have their reason for maybe accidentally doing that and not to get angry at that, or et cetera, et cetera. I think that's a life lesson I'm learning a lot lately.
Does that make you upset that you are not the main character of the universe?
Yes and no. Because I think I live my life in a way that I, you know, we all kind of think we're the main character a little bit, you know, like a little bit. Because we have our perspective, we have our eyes, our ears, our this, our taste, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it's kind of given me a little bit of comfort thinking about everybody else is completely equal to me in their experience. Like thinking of you right now, looking at your screen in the way that I'm looking at my screen, is cool to me. That is cool. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's too introspective in a sense.
No, I like that. It's way too easy to avoid that part of how we all are the same. But anyway, this is not to do with you moving.
Yeah, big philosophical talk.
I had no idea how to wrap that back into it. I was just
it was you wrap it. You wrap it in a nice little
package. Now that I'm here looking
at
myself as you are looking at yourself, now we will look at your future self and as a good roommate. Because let's be real, we live together. We had some issues, dude.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
I did a bit of a cleaning. I did a bit of the garbage.
A bit of cleaning?
Yeah, a lot, okay.
Rudy, you did the most cleaning.
I did a lot.
You did all the cleaning.
There's some things that people really shouldn't have seen. There's some liquids and some stuff that I saw and that I touched that I just think I actually have infected myself with a lifelong disease through all this.
A life force. Yeah. You are now no longer woman. You are everything in one.
You didn't see what I saw in the garage of the clickhouse. You didn't see.
Oh, man, that garage.
In the second one.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, the fact that we hired some guy from Air Tasker to get the bins, like to get all the rubbish, and he was just like, oh, my God, how can humans live like this? And I just had to stand there feeling ashamed, and it wasn't even, like, a lot of it wasn't even mine. I was like, oh, God. He was just like, oh,
man,
millennials, and they're just like, just getting rid of stuff, and that was, yeah.
Yeah, I think in many ways, like with rubbish and things like that, I think I'll be fine moving forward. You know, I learned my lesson big time. I definitely don't want to go back to that at all. That's disgusting and gross, you know.
Do you think
even in the first click house and stuff like that, you know, to be honest, I'm not worried about that at all. Not even a little bit.
There's only two of you, so the rubbish will pile up a lot less, you'd hope.
Yeah, and as well, I do think that sometimes you don't learn in the moment, but then when you look back on it and you feel a little embarrassed or you feel a little bit grossed out about what you once did, you know, like even embarrassing moments from when you were younger, when you look back and you kind of cringe and you're like, oh, God, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have being that way, that impacts me very deeply. I get that bad. I've had sleepless nights thinking about, you know, the rubbish in the first click house and the second click house, or, you know, the way that we've, oh my God, yes. And especially the main thing that gets me about a roommate is personal space. Personal space and understanding of moods. That is what gets me the most. You know, if someone's having a bad day, I think it's important to see what kind of person they are. And I know what kind of person Baz is in a bad mood. You just leave him alone. You just leave him. Me, you hash it out with me. You know, like if I'm sitting on the couch and you know this, Fruity, from experience, and I'm upset, I just want someone to listen to me. You know what I mean? I just want somebody to come and chat with me and give me some company. But I know Baz is the complete opposite.
Are you sure? You know, maybe he just doesn't doesn't know how to express himself. Let's get Baz to open up. You know what? Let's surprise. When you guys move down, let's surprise him with a therapist.
Oh, let's do an intervention about like opening up with your feelings. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Be like, we don't that know would you be- enough. That would be confronting. Great video though, you know. Great video. So you're fine with me coming to your house and, I don't know, just messing with it, you know, maybe pretend I'm robbing it or something like that.
I would say if you pretended to rob it, I want you to know I will assault you. Do not prank me in a way that would make me react in a way of self-defense.
I'm not going to like come up through your sleep and then be like, try to scare you.
Oh my God.
And then you just whack me with like a baseball bat next to your bed.
I would as well.
Because you should ask always my have brother. A baseball bat next to your bed. Your katana, you would slice my neck. But what if, what if you left the house?
Yeah.
And I took all the furniture out and you come back and it's just gone.
It depends. It depends.
Like,
depends.
Mean, how much freedom are you giving me in this? Because you want it to be like a content house type thing, right? You want to make more videos. Why is your voice like that, Craig?
It's like as long as I can work the next day, I'm happy. So don't touch my computer.
No, I'm taking it.
No. No keys for you.
I'm taking it.
It depends as well, like what I can do to your house.
Well, I mean, I own my house, so you can just...
Can I come with a sledgehammer and break through a wall?
Why does
my ideas always have to do with
honestly, there's a wall that I am taking out really soon down here. So, like, you could smash through that one.
Can we be a part of that?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Hulk smash.
Okay, so I just need to figure out the limits. Because I feel like I went easy on you guys in the houses that we lived together.
Yeah, and I liked easy. Easy was good. Easy was fun. Easy was great. I liked it.
You liked easy.
You know, it depends how much I'm getting paid as well and how much it impacts my work.
Why
you know,
you
like if
paid?
We, well, Didn't you know, you if you get all the views, you know, I might start being the guy who organizes things. So I'm going to film now. Yep. I'm going to start.
You have to organize something.
I could do it. I'm going to get a whole new management team for Rudy.
Bring it on.
Yeah, and we'll see who manages the most pranks. You, obviously, but I'll do something. Don't know what yet. I got some big ideas, though. Like, get back to me.
So the problem is that Baz hasn't fully said yes, and I wonder if it's, is it you?
No. No, I'm ready to go. Ready to move tomorrow.
No,
the house
I like he's being hesitant because of you, Gray. Did you do anything to upset him in the last house that you
No, not at all.
You're perfect.
Not at all.
Your choice of movies weren't too bad or anything?
Okay. I showed Fruity Silent Hill and she didn't like it. I like the Silent Hill movie, Fruity. And yes, do I like Disney musicals? Yes. Will I sing one now? No, because we'll be DMCA copyright strike.
I don't think so.
I can show you the world. You know, but yeah, it's like, no, I'm pretty good roommate. Except when I'm moody, I can get a little sad and I can be a ponderer, you know, but that's why with a backyard, I'll just go out and sit in the backyard in the sun or look out towards some... Or bushes, some trees, some flowers, and smell the roses, and then I come back in, and I'm all good. Hmm. You know, I just need some time to ponder. Like, in the second click house, I'd go out on the balcony and, like, look over the water and the city. You know, like Batman, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, content Batman. Instead of saving the city, Batman. I saved YouTube and Twitch with my quick wit and great comedy style. You know, but, yeah, I am more excited... to move, to be close to my friends. That's number one. And to be away from home again, you know, have my own space. And also, you know, living where I do now, I can't stream at night and stuff like that. So sometimes I get, like when I'm watching you play Fortnite, you played Fortnite last night. I wanted to join, but I want to join and be able to be myself and be loud and rambunctious and scream. And yeah, that's held me back for the last year a bit.
Yeah, you need that. You need that. You need to invest in yourself.
Yeah, girl. I can't do VR here. Love VR. Can't do it here. There really just isn't enough space. I could probably just squeeze, but let's say the chances of me punching something are high. High, high. You know, like I'm sitting down now and I can touch my back wall. You know, like I can touch that wall there.
Really? That small of a room?
Yeah, I'm touching my wall. Oh. I'm touching it right now. So, yeah, it's time to move.
And me and Marcus will move in too.
Oh, God. No, 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 no. No, 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 no,
also,
no, no.
Also, it's not just us that hated living.
No, 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 no. I think if there's one thing everyone in Click can admit without personally insulting anyone is, you know, living together was just fucking, ugh. Yeah, it was not good. It was just not good. YouTubers and streamers, like, if they can live together well, wow, amazing, good for you. But it even wasn't for me. It wasn't for me on a more... I'm an emotional guy, and if someone has a bad day, I'll probably have a bad day, I can't lie. And that happens a lot.
True, and that happened to me. Yeah, that happened quite a bit. I feel like a few people weren't where they wanted to be and they're having more worse days than, like, more lost days than anything. And that, like, that's so infectious when you're with roommates. You are who you surround yourself with, and that's so freaking true with roommates.
What's the saying? You are the accumulation of your five closest friends. Like, oh, my God. You are the average means, or whatever. That was...
Oh, my God. I'm 1/5 cray.
Yeah, it's great. You've been funnier lately. Well done.
Thank you. Wait, I've known you
for a while. And your fake laugh, I have to tell you, Fruity, you have seriously improved.
Thank
you. Keep it up. Thank you. Proud of you. Very proud. I was literally watching you last night and I was like, get it. Hey. Nice work.
Nice fake
YouTube laugh. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could stand being, what's his face? Jimmy Kimmel. No.
Oh,
no, no,
Jimmy Kimmel.
One. No, it's the other one.
Kimmel.
No.
Fallon. Jimmy.
Wait, no, which one? I don't know which one it is.
Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
The one that fake laughs. Fallon.
Yeah.
Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he go? Does he go? Is that him? Is that how he laughs?
Something like that. But I just couldn't stand being like someone like him or like a late night show host that felt the need to laugh at everything.
I like
his enthusiasm. Yeah, you'd be great at it.
I'm excited to do it. When I come down to Melbourne,
You're down.
I'm doing it. Most definitely.
Would you... Yeah, like we can have all the Australian celebrities on, you know? Everyone knows Australian celebrities. Like Nicole Kidman. Let's get Nicole Kidman
Hugh Jackman.
On. Yeah.
Some tennis star. Some footy star.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yep, Chris Hemsworth would be cool. Am I the only one, Fruity, who thinks that... Have you noticed that sports stars, right? Are all insane? Is that just me? There's always like some sort of sports drama where some sports star has gone out and gotten a fight, or there was that NRL player who pissed in his own mouth and stuff like that, and everyone took photos of it. And like they're just, I don't know, sports stars, like, you know, the tennis stars when they rage and they throw a ball and hit someone with a tennis racket and, you know, they just go crazy and... Sports stars, man. I don't know. They're crazy. Like Olympians, Olympic people, athletic people who do a sport for a living. Man, y'all freak me the hell out. You weird as hell.
My brother is a linesman for tennis. Like, so he's been at like the Australian Open and stuff. So he's had to deal with the likes of like Nadal and like Federer. And that's intimidating. And just had to like when you dispute like as someone you look up to, like the call, and they dispute your call and to be like you're wrong, and, like that's gonna be the most nerve wracking feeling because
I couldn't do that job, no way.
Maybe, the spontaneous moments of rage, which I'll relate to way too much, is really rampant in sports stars for sure. Oh my God, I couldn't. What's the story about the person pissing in their own mouth?
Oh, there was some NRL sports star who went into a bathroom. Yeah, and basically he looked down at his, you know, junk and pissed upwards into his mouth. Someone took a photo of it, and it reached the modern media, you know, like whatever, that what is it? Mainstream media, yeah. Sorry. And yeah, there was a photo of him pissing into his own mouth all over the Australian news. It was nasty.
See, at least you're not at that level of celebrity where people are taking photos of you, you know.
Thank God.
You know, not that you would ever piss in your own mouth, but like just in case, you know.
Just in case I did one day look down at my penis and thought, man, I'm going to piss in my own mouth. This will get me some clout. I'll do anything for fame. No, I won't. I won't do that.
Oh my God, maybe you will be that level one day. Like 5 years.
And someone takes a photo of me. Yeah. See, I like fame. I like popularity. And I self-admittedly like attention, especially on camera, you know. And I think if you can admit who you are, that's a powerful thing. And, you know, even my mum has told me countless times, you know, my grandma used to call me Little Elvis because I just loved being the center of attention when I was a boy. Used to try to dance and sing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I would like to be more popular than I am now, most definitely. I like that idea. I find it attractive. I find that something that I like. Yeah, sure.
You want people at your house? Actually, that would never happen, really.
No, as long as you hide it, you're all good. But
yeah, Australia's not really as fame-centered at all, so I can't really imagine.
Well, I mean, every time when Click was at its highest and we had, like, a lot of people coming up to us in public, that was so humbling and so flattering. That was cool.
I find kids, that stuff but cool. I can't imagine, like, paparazzi, like, they deal with in LA where they have a full YouTube channel for paparazzi people that just kind of wait and just
harass people and stuff, feed up influencers,
which...
Yeah. Oh, yikes. Yeah.
We're not really. I wouldn't want that job.
Like, see, I want that level of fame, Fruity, without any of the consequence, you see?
What do you mean? You want people to follow you around, but you don't want to be caught doing something stupid?
No. I don't want people to follow me around, but I want to be that famous.
Ah, that people would want to. Okay.
But yeah, they want to, but they think, I'm not going to do that to him because...
I like that guy.
That would be rude. Yeah, I like that guy. I won't harass him and his family outside of his house at 3 a.m. Mm. Have you seen that happen to Kanye?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for him.
No, that's trash.
Yeah, that's awful.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am super tired, so I want to end this podcast right here, right now.
Let's do it. It's a nice little podcast.
Yeah. But that's a really exciting thing that we wanted to share that's coming.
Yep.
Which coming I'm so excited because my vlogs have been trash. Actually, they've been cute, but they've been pretty trash since I haven't had anyone to film for the past 8 months. I've tried.
Fruity, I think our content, I think this is something that is really going to be that kind of, that last thing we really do content-wise together in a bigger sense, if that makes sense.
In life.
Yeah. I think it's a big move. It's a big step. I can't lie. I'm a little... got a bit of cold feet. I'm a little nervous. You know, like when I move, I'm so nervous to move most of the time. But at the same time, I am so happy and so ready and so keen. So I'm excited. So I got a little bit of those emotions, but at the same time, I really think that this is going to be a really cool move. This is going to be really good. Yeah. For you, for me, for Baz, for all of our friends in Melbourne and stuff, it's going to be really big. It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
I think so. I'm down for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We've been all in.
She's exhausted, ladies. I'm sorry. I've talked so much. Thanks for coming in, everyone.
Yeah, you bring
appreciate
the
all the follows, hype all the absolute, all the subs, everything.
Yeah, encourage we them on their day.
You. I'll see you in Melbourne. If you are from Melbourne, write me a comment below and we'll go get some beers. Love ya. I'll see you in Melbourne. This has been Crane Fruity signing out of All In. Once again, don't forget to smash the like, sub, or whatever. Catch you guys in the next one. Stay all in.